Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Wednesday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're in the book of John, chapter number 1, and our text verse, verse 14, the Bible says, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us." And it's this verse that we are talking about, the Christ of Christmas. Now it's true that the Gospel of John says nothing about wise men or shepherds or mangers or stars or any of those things. But at the same time, the Gospel of John also doesn't mention any of the parables that Jesus gave. The 39 parables doesn't mention those at all. But may I say that there's enough truth found in the first five verses of the Gospel of John to keep a man pondering these things for the rest of his life. There's 65 words in the first five verses of John chapter number 1. And I believe that it's been said that we're looking at Christmas and Christ's advent through the eyes of God. The Bible says, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us." And so with that, we've been looking back at the verses previous to that. Verse number 1 says, "In the beginning was the Word." And it's capital W, the Logos. May I say that we see the eternity, or the eternality, if there's such a word, of the Lord Jesus. In the beginning, which had no beginning, a time before time. The word "was" here is an imperfect tense, and it carries with it the thought that it doesn't fit into past, present, or future. It doesn't fit into any of those, giving us the idea that it was the beginning, but it is a beginning that was no beginning. And I know that sounds contradictory, but I believe what the Bible's trying to say here is it's not a start that it's talking about, but rather a state, the eternal state, that Christ existed with God the Father throughout eternity past. So he's eternity. He is eternal. And then we saw yesterday, the Bible says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God." And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Let's look at that second phrase. We see, "And the Word was God." We see the equality of Christ. He thought it not wrong to equate himself with God the Father. The word "with God" here, it means face to face or equal to. And I'm glad to report to you, as we said yesterday, we don't serve three gods, but we serve one God manifest in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And the mathematical equation for that is not 1 plus 1 plus 1 equals 3, but rather 1 times 1 times 1 equals, you got it, 1. And so Christ is equal with God. But then today, the Bible says, "And the Word was God." May I say that the Scripture says that the Word, the Logos, Christ, was God. And so we see his deity, and we see that the essence of who Christ was. He was God in flesh. Christ said to his disciples, "He that has seen me hath seen the Father." They said, "Show us the Father." He said, "If you've seen me, you've seen the Father." And he went on to say, "I and my Father are one." I'm glad to report to you, the Bible goes on to say in verse 2, "The same was in the beginning with God." And so we see that it's not an add-on, that Christ's beginning did not start in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago, that he, as John tells us, predates Matthew chapter number 1, predates Luke chapter number 2. John chapter number 1 predates Genesis chapter number 1. The Bible says, "In the beginning God created," in Genesis 1, but in John 1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." So Christ was essentially God. He was God in the flesh. The Bible says the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Father, we ask that you'd help us this Christmas season to look beyond all of the traditions and look toward the truths of the Scripture. In Christ's name, amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.